Oakland.
I'm Sherry Preston. Ah, the sounds of winter. Those certainly aren't jingle bells. They're snow shovels being used by people trying to dig cars out of snow and ice in Seattle. This woman normally is answering the phone for those in trouble.
I work for AAA, and I want to get to work. There is people there, and I'm walking 3.5 miles to get there.
And this man isn't exactly thrilled by the cameras and microphones stuck in his face as he tries to get going.
Hey, I just want to get my car out of here, all right? This isn't for your amusement. Why don't you guys get behind here and say, we'll help you push it out.
That's on the West Coast. On the East Coast, it could be even worse. They got 14 inches of snow in Portland, Maine. Arthur DiRocco was trying to shovel his driveway.
Literally within an hour, we had another 3-4 inches on top of what they had plowed out. So it was sort of like a... you know, shoveling the tide, so to speak.
There are flight delays and cancellations at a number of airports today. Investigators in Denver have been taking measurements and pictures and talking to those who escaped that fiery Continental jet crash yesterday. ABC aviation expert John Nance says there are plenty of unanswered questions.
Whether it was a right engine that failed or a left engine or no engines that failed, it's very hard to figure out how an aircraft like the 737 that has so many redundant systems could go off the runway.
38 people were hurt. 5 are still in the hospital. 5 men were convicted today of plotting to attack military personnel at Fort Dix in New Jersey, but they were acquitted of attempted murder charges. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Relatives of the defendants said the verdict is not right. They said government informants forced the men to say things they did not believe. But after an 8-week trial, the jury convicted the men of conspiracy. The jurors said in a statement, "This has been one of the most difficult things that we have ever had to do." Prosecutors conceded the men lacked a specific plan, but said they wanted to use a pizza delivery pass to get through the gate at Fort Dix and open fire.
It's not just GM, Chrysler, and Ford. Toyota says it will report its first operating loss in more than 70 years. Dow's down 58 points, NASDAQ down 32. You're listening to ABC News.
Time to take your temperature.
My ears hurt.
Done. Your temperature's normal.
How'd you do it?
Slide your finger across your forehead. That's how our new thermometer works.
Wow.
With Exergen's temporal scanner thermometer, you'll be able to take your kid's temperature before they know it.
I know the temperature of our new thermometer.
What?
Really cool.
Just stroke the thermometer across the forehead and you'll get an accurate reading in seconds. Exergen's temporal scanner, the kinder, gentler way to take temperature. The Exergen temporal scanner thermometer is made in the USA and available at Walmart, Sam's Clubs, Babies R Us, and other fine retailers.
Just because it's last minute doesn't mean you can't gift smarter with the perfect gift at a great price from Office Depot. Hurry in now because it's all on sale. All HD TVs, all digital cameras, all camcorders, all digital picture frames, all portable GPS systems, and more. Gift smarter with Office Depot and gift the gifts they really want, like the hottest technology, all at great prices. Office Depot, taking care of business. Sale ends 12/24/08.
This week, the Obama transition team will release its report clarifying any conversations with Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich over the president-elect's open Senate seat. Here's ABC senior political reporter Rick Klein.
This will be the first real accounting of the contacts that the governor's office had with the president-elect's office around his Senate seat. A lot of questions still to be answered about who was in touch, what, if any, deals were discussed during this time. The president-elect has said that there is no reason to suspect that anyone on his team did anything inappropriate, but we don't really know who talked to whom. We'll learn a lot about that in this report. It'll be an important marking point as President-elect Obama tries to put this scandal behind him.
Tis the season for holiday parties, but at one get-together in southern Illinois, the Christmas ham could be to blame for some Christmas trips to the bathroom this year.
After more than 40 people got sick at a Christmas party at a restaurant in Lawrenceville, Illinois, you'd think someone would call the local health department. Problem is, the party was hosted by the county health department. Even the head of the Lawrence County Health Department got the bug. She suspects a norovirus, easily spread by contaminated food, drinks, or items. The possible culprit, a holiday ham at the salad bar. Now, state health officials are investigating.
ABC's Barbara Britt. The New York Times has admitted it published a fake letter purportedly from the mayor of Paris criticizing Caroline Kennedy's Senate bid as appalling. The Times says the letter should not have been published because it violated the paper's standards and procedures. It was an email letter, by the way. This is ABC News.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt? Sky-high interest rates? Having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. Call Credit Card Relief, 866-333-9191. That's 866-333-9191. Not available in all states.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Brecher, and here's what's happening around the Bay Area. The weather problems in the Northwest and Chicago causing delays at Bay Area airports, too. But San Francisco Airport says at least it's not as bad as yesterday. The governor says he hopes to strike a budget deal with the Democrats by Christmas, and taxpayer groups threaten to sue him if he does. Now the Bay Area's best traffic coverage. Here's Terry Rouse.
In Hayward, southbound at 80 after Industrial Parkway, solo crash in the center divide, CHP on the scene. You're backed up at Tennyson. South San Francisco, southbound 280 at Westboro Boulevard, crash on the shoulder. Come to Macy's countdown sale before it's too late. Finish your holiday shopping and save 15% when you use your Macy's card. Hurry in. There are only a few days left to shop. Exclusions apply. Details in store. With the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, I'm Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
The KGO, Lloyd Lindsay Young weather forecast says partly sunny today, highs in the 50s, mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures in the 40s by the bay, the 30s inland. This is KGO Radio News.
For life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Dr. Dina Dell, welcome to the program once again. I can't help but start with latest dumb star stuff. Oh, Lord, here we go again, and I need to. I'm not gonna get so freaked out with the writer of this article, although I decided not to mention her name. It has to do with a new trend in Hollywood, and it is astrology therapy. And it says here that Sarah Jessica Parker is using astrology therapy to help make important decisions. Well, gee, makes me want to go out and do it. Makes me want to do the opposite. You too, right? And the author of the article, a woman, says, I tell myself if it's good enough for Penelope Cruz and Sarah Jessica Parker, it's good enough for me. Astrotherapy. The new therapy of choice for celebrities and high-powered, over-anxious professional types. A cross between astrology and psychotherapy, practitioners use the principles of your planetary birth chart to explore your personality and help you understand your strengths and flaws, as well as predicting the rhythms and trends of the coming years. What childish nonsense. Is this any different than the Easter Bunny? Somebody has to tell me. We have A-listers. Some have already mentioned, then Britney Spears, Nicole Kidman, rumored. You know, don't spread a rumor like that. I couldn't think of a more horrible rumor to be spread about me. You could say anything you want about me or my family, etc. This would be the most devastating rumor I could hear about myself. So I might even respect some of those actresses, and to find this out, that's it. And they're profiling a practitioner of this. And listen to her credentials. She has studied with the Faculty of Astrological Studies and the Center for Psychological Astrology. What? I see this all the time. People say, hey, I studied at, and they name an institution, and you go, hey, they studied. But the institution is totally a bogus piece of nonsense, right? That doesn't really add up to anything, and you think, and it's impressive to you. Then it goes down here into profiles. You know, somebody, they take the author of the article and they put her through it and goes, oh, maybe this is real. Oh, please, nonsense. Well, I'm even wasting my time on this. All right. Here's something similar. Stupid human responses. Thousands of parents and their children here protesting outside hospitals in Bangalore following false rumors that children had gotten sick after being given polio drops. The police said nobody has gotten sick from the vaccine. And the police filed a complaint against a local TV station saying it helped spread the panic. I sometimes wish, although I work in media and I wouldn't want the restrictions, but I sometimes wish that some of these totally irresponsible radio stations and television stations who broadcast nonsense and freak people out for nothing and rob them of their self-determination and the few brain cells they have left in their brain ought to be nailed. You ought to be able to file a complaint when they do things just for sleazy reasons, just for getting ratings and things that just do not help us at all. And they spread this panic. You know, free speech is one thing. You know the example. You can't yell fire in a crowded room. Why should that not apply to media when we panic people unnecessarily for what must be construed to be malicious reasons, they ought to be nailed. They had 3,000 people at one riot here. Traffic slowed. Police had to use megaphones, cooling people's tempers. They pushed doctors, smashed hospital windows. All right? Just a rumor. We, as you know, last week did our first face transplant. And as you know, get used to it when it comes to high-tech things. We are falling behind. And, you know, China did it before us. French did a couple of them. The Chinese man who got a face transplant has just died. And he didn't die from the face transplant. The operation was a success. We don't know. They didn't do an autopsy. And the exact cause of death was unknown. But the suspicion here is that the medications you have to take to prevent the rejection may be the culprit. Because some of those medications can reduce your immune system a little, but they don't have to. There are people living today, decades and decades and decades after a heart transplant, a liver transplant. But here, I took the time to read the whole article, and I got a version of it from an Australian newspaper. He had stopped taking his prescribed drugs and was taking local herbal medicine, which may have damaged his liver. And he lived in such a remote place, he couldn't make it to the hospital for checkups. And that has to do with patient selection. I learned this early in my surgical career. I had a wise surgeon once say, you know something? Surgery is easy to do. And in a way, it is. I consider myself to be coordinated. I've always liked working with my hands and doing delicate things. So, you know, I picked up the technique part easily. But he said the hard part of surgery is making the surgical decision to know when to operate on somebody. This guy, a bad choice. You don't do the world's second face transplant on a guy who lives hundreds of miles from a hospital and has no means of transportation. That's a poor selection of your patient. Anyway, herbs. Well, do you remember, there's a very famous experiment done back 50 years ago at Yale by a fellow named Milgram. It was an experiment that showed that people will torture people if you give them a chance. Very controversial, very heavy experiments where volunteers were asked to deliver electric shocks to other people. If the other people answered questions incorrectly, and then they had an actor cry out in pain at 150 volts, 82% of people continued administering shocks, and most of them went all the way to the maximum 450 volts. Remember, it's fake, but the people didn't know that. No one has ever tried to replicate it because the distress suffered by the volunteers who believed they were shocking another person was just over the top. They never redid this experiment. They just did it. They replicated this experiment where people obediently delivered painful shocks to others, encouraged to do so by authority figures. 70% of volunteers continued to administer electrical shocks. At least they believed they were doing so, even after an actor claimed they were very painful. It's done at Santa Clara University in California. The distress, the volunteers, they modified it. They stopped at 150 volts. Remember, it's not really 150 volts, but they told the people that. And yet they continued to deliver it. And in spite of 150 volts, 63% of the participants wanted to continue administering shocks past 150 volts. It goes on. And, of course, they make the leap here. The psychologist, this is published, by the way, in this month's American Psychologist, that this can only partly explain Abu Ghraib and World War II events. You have to be cautious when making the leap from the laboratory to complex social behaviors such as genocide, etc., etc., etc. And yet, I think it's there. I think we have this ability in us. And we've now proven it in two experiments. These were college kids. So, you know, don't be so harsh and judgmental, but let's try to understand what's going on here so we can do better. That's all. Oh, yeah, I know they're our allies. They're our allies because they have oil. Come on. You got to love the price of gas, don't you? Doesn't it show you? It's interesting to me that how the market can be so upset by a little cutback in our usage. We had the power all along. Hello? We could have cut back this much voluntarily before. We could have brought the cartels to their knees. Look at them scrambling now. They reduced production so they can raise the prices on us again. We had the power, right? How did I get off on that? Oh, Saudi Arabia, you saw this. Rejecting a divorce plea from an 8-year-old girl married to a 58-year-old man. And the father, of course, he sold his daughter. That's what it is. It's condoned and supported by a government that we support. Yes, 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 it's a different world. Yes, 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 it's a different culture. But you want to know something? There's something called a world culture. We're all human beings. This is where humanism comes in. And you can claim that your medieval religious tenets are applicable to today's world, and you can get to believe what you want to. But the rights of children supersede anybody's profound religious beliefs. I'm sorry. That's the future. This is outmoded thinking. This is old. This is the world we left behind. This is medieval. Anyway, they say here, the relatives, who of course sold the girl, said the marriage had not yet been consummated. And it won't be consummated until she's 18. Can you imagine that night, this poor child, 18, presented to a man who is, well, he's got to live 10 years. He's 58 now. He'll be 68 then. The dowry was $5,000. I forgot. This is funny. All my traveling. I forgot the unit of currency in Saudi Arabia. And the father was facing a financial problem. So you sell your daughter. And, of course, you know, arranged marriages involving pre-adolescents still practice in many places in the world, including Saudi Arabia, where the strict conservative Wahhabi version of Sunni Islam holds sway and polygamy is common, etc., etc. Shut up. Hey, this is something you would expect. Older adults, grab your kids, grab your grandkids' video games. Study of only 40 adults, but nevertheless, it's 40 adults. They did it. Those who learned to play a strategy-heavy video game did improve their scores on other tests of cognitive function. Men and women trained in the game for a month showed gains in tests of reasoning and ability to multitask. Not bad. This is not a good thing. I know people don't feel sorry for doctors because doctors make more money. I never let anybody get away with that. You kind of get in my face and you start with that. And I hear this all the time. I've heard this from all kinds of people I've worked with through my life, etc. I look them in the eye and I say, then go to medical school, sucker. That's all. I remember those long, long years when my friends were out with cars and girlfriends and having jobs and spending money and having their weekends and evenings free. And I suffered plenty for 10 more years. And so I knew I wasn't going to let anybody get in my face and tell me I'm supposed to feel guilty that I make more money than you do. Right? Well, get this. New England Journal of Medicine today. A quarter of U.S. medical students are graduating with $200,000 in debt. And that's an expense that limits entry to the profession. It only keeps richer people from going into it. This is not good. The median cost of medical school, $62,000 a year. $45,000 at a state public school. And most of the $2 billion in financial assistance comes in the form of non-subsidized loans. And few schools have the resources to discount tuitions for students from lower-income families. It's not good. It makes doctors, you lose your humanism. You get out and you start thinking about money as opposed to people. You got this debt on your head, and you start making choices about the job you might take, the neighborhood you want to set a practice in, or even the specialty you go into. It influences it, and it shouldn't. Here's a similar deal. Nurses turning to prostitution. Here's a profile of five nurses. They have found new jobs working in brothels. They say, we hated working in understaffed, stressful environments. I was overworked, poorly paid, and did a job where a mistake could lead to somebody's death. Job she has now, mistake just leads to, well, you fill in the blank. And I think this is very, very powerful because this I felt. And you know me, I was unhappy in medicine and I quit medicine. I didn't have any big shot, big time media job in my future. I just quit because it wasn't making me happy. A survey of nurses' attitudes undertaken last year found most nurses love nursing but hate their jobs. See, I love medicine, but I hated the job. Now I came back to a job I love where I can continue to love medicine in terms of the information and the knowledge without having to deal with the job part, which I hear from doctors all the time how much they hate. This just lets you know you gotta, do the work. Do the research ahead of time. The Montana Meth Project, MMP, anti-drug ads, get plenty of media attention and government funding. Only one problem, they may not be reducing meth use among the state's teens and could even be making the drug more acceptable. Here's an independent analysis. I'm not criticizing anybody except that this happens all the time. Doesn't it annoy you? They launch these programs thinking they will automatically help, and they don't help. Meth used among Montana teens was decreasing before they started the program. And the program, when you look at detailed analysis of the number here, cannot prove that it has reduced use. As a matter of fact, you can find evidence here that it's increased an interest in the drug. You've got to be careful. Hey, you know something? If this was a project that they were advertising, and the corporation that made the product was going to spend hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars on the ads, you know they would do the field research to find out if the ads help sell more product, right? But not when it comes to public health spending. They don't do that. All right, you ready? Now, you know how guys will do a lot of dumb things to get a woman. Well, you know what? We have been let off the hook, fellas, because it's in our genes. What do you hear this research and the things men will do to get a gal? And it's genetic. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adel. We'll be right back.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away. Because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
I'm here to tell you that Geico.com is easy to use. I bet you already knew that. A website that's convenient and fast. Well, really, had no idea. Of course it's fast and easy. Now, allow me to go off script and tell you why Geico.com is so great. First, you can get a free rate quote right then and there. You can update your policy, make a payment, even report and track a claim. There's the news. There's the big aha. Sorry, just had to get it off my chest.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If you're tired of credit card debt with high rates and fees, if you're in over your head dealing with high monthly payments, there's powerful information credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's bad news for the credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with low monthly payments you can afford. It's yours free by calling 1-800-664-9409. You don't have to declare bankruptcy. Credit Answers represents the highest standards in the industry. We've already helped thousands of people like you save millions of dollars. Just give us 10 minutes and learn how we can help you live better debt-free. Find out how by calling for this valuable free information at 1-800-664-9409. That's 1-800-664-9409. 1-800-664-9409.
Gene Byrne.
Attention. Celtrixa is currently seeking participants with stretch marks. If you have stretch marks due to weight gain, pregnancy, even bodybuilding, you are eligible to try Celtrixa free. Celtrixa was introduced to improve skin and has now been shown to dramatically reduce the size and depth of stretch marks on any area of the body. It effectively fades even very dark stretch marks as it repairs the damaged skin. To participate in the Celtrixa trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-962-1055. Stretch marks can mar and damage the skin, making the body look unattractive. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen stretch marks diminish and fade, watched as ugly zipper-like marks began to repair themselves. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your stretch marks, you are eligible to participate and experience a free trial of Celtrixa. For your free trial, call this number today. 1-800-962-1055. 1-800-962-1055. 1-800-962-1055.
Gene Byrne said to come by.
Dr. Dean Adel, his intelligence will make you dizzy. So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
Woo-hoo! Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adel here. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk to Dennis in Syracuse. How you doing?
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
You have a great show, and you provide a great service to mankind there. I just want to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I was just wondering if you have any information on taking vitamin D, or vitamin D3, actually, if there's any conflict during chemotherapy with the drugs, I think it's carboplatin and Gemzar.
Yeah, how did this come up, about taking this particular vitamin with...
I've seen various articles, and I just thought it seems beneficial, but I just want to double-check with somebody.
Yeah, you should. I don't know that anybody has done enough research to convince me. I can tell you something clearly, that there has been research on vitamins, and it has been found to be scary when it comes to cancer. We have found in laboratory experiments that some vitamins, especially antioxidant vitamins, now vitamin D could be different, especially antioxidant vitamins, may protect the cancer cells from the chemotherapy. Because one of the ways that chemotherapy works are oxidizing reactions, and that these antioxidants can prevent that. And there's been some clinical research to show vitamins increasing certain kinds of cancer. And I just, I wouldn't know what to say to you. Now, vitamin D3, it's funny. Vitamin D is almost more of a hormone than a vitamin. I mean, it is a vitamin, but it has very interesting actions. It's a sunshine vitamin. We are really interested in vitamin D, and there's been a lot of research, I follow as much as I can, about vitamin D and cancer prevention. And indeed, there's some exciting observations. It does not mean that if you take more, you're going to be healthier. It is, as always with vitamins, finding that middle ground. We have found that taking excess vitamins is bad for you. We have found taking too few vitamins is bad for you. But where that middle ground is hard to say. Now, here's a person undergoing chemotherapy. I would not add a thing to that regimen until I check with the doctor. And double-checking doesn't mean that I'm the double-check. You know, I'm not her doctor, and I got to be very, very careful about this. So I would leave you with that. I would not recommend any vitamin therapy in cancer right now because it's just too many unknowns. Listen, cancer is a very hungry cell. It's a rapidly dividing cell. It needs lots of nutrients, and I don't know whether it's good to feed it. There's a lot of research finding when you starve the cancer and you crimp the blood vessels to the cancer, that you are more likely to survive it. So vitamins might be making things worse. All right? Let's talk to Diana. This is Dr. Adele. Welcome to the program, Diana.
Hi, Dr. Adele. Thank you for your program.
Mm-hmm.
I heard on Paul Harvey about a week ago, he was saying, watch out for the herpes virus. My daughter gets cold sores, and they're finding it linked to Alzheimer's in later days. And I'm wondering mm-hmm. if this is true, and if it is there anything that can be done?
Yes, well, it's not true. There was one report from Manchester, England, about a researcher who found some antigen relating to the herpes virus in the plaques of Alzheimer's patients, and in no way, shape, or form nails any kind of relationship between that virus. Listen, most of you have had herpes virus. Is extraordinarily common. You can't avoid it, whether it's a cold sore or genital type. And I really, truly mean most of you. And if you include both of them, 80% of you. So how's that going to relate? What can you do? Be careful of a cold sore virus. What dumb advice. I absolutely hate Paul Harvey's medical stories. He butchers them. He promotes quackery. He promotes the most god-awful snake oil, you know, with that inimitable style of his, and he harms people. He doesn't know the difference. I have no idea what his educational background is, but, you know, he's typical of that era. Just, you know, read the copy and don't care what you say. Don't check it up as long as they're paying the bills. You know, as long as the advertiser's paid, just say anything you can. And so I am critical of him. And I have a whole section of my book on Paul Harvey where I took a transcript of his, and I did a very mean thing. He was talking about some cancer cure and that somebody was cured of cancer, and he gave out the doctor's this quack's phone number. And I said, I'll wait till the woman dies, and I'll do the story on the air. Well, she died 3 or 4 weeks later. You know, of course, Paul never mentioned that and doesn't know the harm that he'd done and all the people and poor cancer patients who went out seeking help from this doctor who, you know, was not going to cure cancer. So be careful with that one. Yes, it's interesting, and sure, it's possible Alzheimer's could be an infectious disease, but there's nothing you can do about it right now. Who goes out looking for herpes? You've already got it, most of you. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adele here. We'll be right back and talk about the dumb things that guys do to get girls and why.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The Bay Area's three major airports are still showing flight cancellations and weather delays. Delays of up to 1.5 hours to Newark Airport and JFK in New York. Check your carrier if you're heading to Seattle or Portland. Flight delays there due to more bad weather. California could have some kind of a budget deal before Christmas. Governor Schwarzenegger says he's making progress with Democrats on their $18 billion proposal. In a lawsuit claiming that animal experiments at UCSF violate a federal animal welfare law has been thrown out by the state appeals court. Lloyd Lindsay Young forecasting partly sunny with a few scattered showers this afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Right now, TomTom is making it easier for everyone to give the gift of smart, simple GPS navigation with the new TomTom 1125. At under $100, it actually costs less than something like, say, a cashmere sweater. And just like a sweater, it works right out of the box. More importantly, though, unlike a sweater, it's not completely lame. So this week only, get the new TomTom 1125 for under $100 and go confidently.
Here's what real people are saying about how Advantage Tax Resolution helped them reduce their taxes by up to 90%.
Fast, courteous, and friendly. You took a burden off my shoulders. I didn't have to do anything. You handled everything for me.
I've been having tax problems for years, trying to deal with them myself. Advantage Tax really came through. Now the IRS is off my back, I've got the resolution I needed.
You've made me sleep a lot better at night. You've reduced it 3/4 of what we owe them.
Advantage Tax Resolution can help you too. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000, you should call us. We can get the IRS off your back and reduce your taxes by up to 90%. Call Advantage Tax Resolution right now at 888-645-3295. That's 888-645-3295. Put the IRS in its place. Call Advantage Tax Resolution right now at 888-645-3295. Make the call.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 31 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-337-1713. That's 1-800-337-1713. 1-800-337-1713.
Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. Let me give you the phone numbers. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255 or TALK. One elf standing by. All right, guys. Men. Four-fifths of the world's skydivers. Vast majority of rock climbers. Why do men go for the thrills? Well, here's a study saying the reason that men take risks is because they think it'll help them score women. Evolutionary psychologists have long believed that women are choosier about men than men are about women. And it's not because women want to make life difficult for guys, it's because at least historically women had to pick men who could provide for them and their children. And the pressure forces males to work harder to prove their worth to females and outcompete other guys in the running. So social psychologists here kind of wondered, could risk-taking be one of the ways men show off their strength, ambition, and confidence to potential lovers? So they had a bunch of male and female psychology students participate in an experiment. They wanted to see whether men would take more risks if they were in the mood and if the men thought there were beautiful women around for them to woo. I know the answer already, don't you? The researchers show students pictures of 10 attractive or unattractive faces of the opposite sex, ask the subjects how sexually motivated they felt, that is, how interested they were in finding new sexual partners. And then they got out the some cards, and they played blackjack. Now, the researchers knew the cards the participants had, and they all were given the same cards. And so the scientists could compare how subjects played each hand. In other words, asking for a hit indicates a risky move since the players risk going over 21. So if you know how to play that. So here you go. Men were much more likely to take blackjack risks if they were sexually motivated and had seen images of beautiful women before they played. The guys were also more likely to take risks if they saw attractive female faces and remembered them afterwards, even if they weren't looking for a new partner, perhaps because the faces made more of an impression on them. So what we all knew to be obvious, we have proven in the laboratory. Does that help? Maybe. Maybe not. All right, phone number 1-800-548-TALK. Let's talk to Shirley. How you doing, Shirley? Welcome to the program.
Hi, doctor.
Hi.
I've got a question about thyroid. My thyroid, this happened last year too. All of a sudden it goes very high, out of range. I wait 2 months, take another test, and it's back to normal. And the same thing happened again this year. And my doctor has given me thyroid medication and told me to just take it when I get tired. And I'm going, how can you do that if you're very active? How do you know when you're tired enough to take thyroid?
Ooh, I don't like this, Shirley. Is this an endocrinologist or your regular doctor?
My regular doctor.
Yeah, I always had to, I caught myself there. I don't know if you heard that. I was going to say, or just your regular doctor, like this is your plumber, Joe the doctor. Your regular doctor has to handle all kinds of things. You know, everything from A to Z, pediatrics, obstetrics, geriatrics, internal medicine. So they have a really, really tough job. And when I say something like that, they're just areas that are very finely attuned and specialized. And I do not think it's appropriate to take thyroid medication erratically like that. Just when you're tired, that's ridiculous. Suppose you went out shopping all day long and you come home dead tired. Take a thyroid? No, no. That's like drug abuse. You don't know what's causing the fatigue. Your thyroid can do that. We don't know exactly what triggers a huge amount of thyroid problems in America today. Truthfully, it's really a mystery to most of us. There was a New England Journal of Medicine article about 10 years ago that found stress indeed was an important relationship to the most common cause of thyroid problems in America, thyroiditis, Hashimoto's disease. And that kind of surprised us because we always thought of it as an autoimmune disease, and here we're finding stress has something to do with it. So you need to find out where your thyroid really is on this spectrum. And then indeed, if you're low, you're going to take thyroid. If you're high, they're going to bring it down with radioactive iodine or something like that. So I would suggest, Shirley, if you need to get an answer here, you should see an endocrinologist. And how do you approach this with your regular doctor, whom I assume you like? That's why you go to the person. You might say something that, oh, you got a cousin who, you know, make up something. You got a cousin who's going to medical school and heard that there's some new thyroid syndromes out there and that it's not appropriate to take thyroid hormones sometimes, okay? Because what happens when you take a thyroid hormone, it turns off your thyroid. You see, and when you start taking on a regular basis, you have to accept that fact, all right? So let's talk to Dave. This is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program, Dave.
Yes, hello.
Yes, sir.
I had a surgery. It's been about 6 months ago now, where I had my colon removed. And I was wondering, is there anything I should be taking vitamin-wise, supplement-wise, anything like that that my body would need?
Well, interesting question. Dave, may I ask you, how come you had your colon removed? It's not something we do every day.
Well, no, I had familial polyposis, which is just a lot of polyps.
Okay. All right. Well, the answer is the following. If you told me you had had part of your small intestine removed, yes, we just might suggest supplements, because without some of that, you have trouble absorbing nutrients from food. As you may or may not know, the colon doesn't absorb a lot of food nutrients. At that point, it's all done. What the colon is doing is pretty obvious. It's preparing what's left over for evacuation. So there's nothing being absorbed. Of course, I am thinking you can't, the colon will absorb things. You know, people take coffee enemas. They do all kinds of things, with all these strange alternative health beliefs. And so the colon, while capable of absorbing some medication, suppositories, I don't have to belabor the point, I hope, there is nothing that's critical in terms of vitamins or nutrients. Now, in terms of the disease that you had, familial polyposis is familial. So it has nothing to do with your diet or anything like that. So the answer is no. You don't need to take any supplements whatsoever after having your colon removed, assuming you're feeling okay. All right? I'm going to be right back. Here's a phone number, 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK. Nurse Heather standing by.
If you want a new computer but think you can't get credit terms, listen to this. Now you're approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer for just $29.99 a week. There's no credit check, no hassles, and you won't be turned down. Just call Tronics Country at 1-800-990-2258. If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for 12 months, you're approved for a new computer, guaranteed. Even if you have bad credit or no credit, you will not be turned down. And with Tronics Country's program, you could also improve your credit rating. Call Tronics Country now, and you can own a lightning-fast computer or wireless laptop with no hassles or delays. Call right now, and with your paid purchase, you'll also get a free 20-inch LCD TV and a free color printer. Call Tronics Country right now at 1-800-990-2258. 1-800-990-2258. That's 1-800-990-2258.
In national news, the New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of $100 Union Silver coins. At the end of this broadcast, we'll provide a toll-free number you can call to receive free information and a free DVD. Sketches of the coin were recently discovered deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian. The $100 Union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who also designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in size and denomination, and it weighs in at a hefty 1.5 ounces. In a startling announcement, the New York Mint plans to release a limited quantity of $100 Union silver coins to the public. The silver $100 Union proofs are available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-957-5473. Please dial carefully. To receive the free collector's DVD containing the full story on this and many other coins, the number is 1-800-957-5473. That's 1-800-957-5473.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 1-800-493-8159. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-493-8159. Call right now for your second chance. 1-800-493-8159. That's 1-800-493-8159.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome once again to the program. Okay, let's talk to Dave. How you doing, Dave? Welcome to the program.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
Good. had this problem going on for a couple of years now where during intercourse, able to maintain an erection, it's certainly an enjoyable experience, but there's no orgasm at the end of it. It's becoming frustrating for me, but my partner as well.
Well, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Medically you're clear, you take no medications whatsoever, that's important.
No medications.
Okay. Most doctors would say, if you were to talk to a doctor of sexual medicine, and you were physically clear, in other words, no abnormalities, and let me go back to make sure we're talking about the same thing. You are not talking about you have the feeling, but there's no emissions. You're talking about you don't get even to the feeling of orgasm.
Exactly. There's no feeling of an orgasm, nor is there an ejaculation.
Okay. First of all, I'll just make a little pitch here. I have, and I cannot support this claim, and this is something the research has not been done, but there are hints that men who, and you don't have to tell me your status in this, but men who are circumcised have a little loss of sensitivity, and as they get older, that loss of sensitivity can perplex them. Not that it always leads to this, and not even that factually it does. It's just one of those deals. Most sexologists would tell you there is something that has to do with something psychological, emotional, stress-related that has to do with it. What we find is the following. Sex is one of those few things in life where the harder you try, the worse it gets. It is a letting go experience. That is difficult for some people. It is analogous. If you were to have this discussion among a group of women, you would find friends, because women would describe it exactly the same way. Physiologically, anorgasmic women can be helped to have an orgasm, and the treatment usually involves relaxation exercises, self-pleasuring, a whole bunch of stuff. It's assumed that men automatically never have problems with this, and it isn't true. We've had a lot of calls on this particular program. And so once again, when a man has an issue like this, all of a sudden he starts thinking about it, and he starts trying hard. And when you're trying, you are doing the opposite thing that a robust sex life really demands from you, and it demands trust and the letting go phenomenon. Because as soon as you think about it, you're distracting yourself from the brain's output. And when the brain's output is distracted, all right, it's not going to go there. It's not going to go there. So let me ask you a question. Can you bring yourself to this particular point if, I just left you alone for a week?
Yes.
You can. Okay.
Yeah, so, and I'll tell you what's interesting, too, when you mention, the letting go thing. There have been a couple of times in the last several months where it's very spontaneous, and actually I do let go. I just find myself kind of wrapped up in the moment and not a care in the world, and it works just like a charm.
Oh, this is beautiful. I love the fact. First, let me compliment you as a guy. You're willing to be open enough to talk to me about it, because most men do not talk about these kinds of issues. Yes, you hit the nail on the head. I think it's cool. It means you're sensitive. It means you're real. You're emotional. You're alive. And men who don't think about these things have the luxury of that. You see, and that luxury allows them maybe to get swept away here and there. So I would suggest, do you have a steady partner? You married or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay, and if you're close, and, this is something the two of you to deal with together. First, she's got to know it has nothing to do with her. It's not that she doesn't excite you, etc. And there's all kinds of fun things to do. And this is you'd be amazed how many people married 20 years, they have never self-stimulated themselves in front of each other. They've never done anything like that. And there are all kinds of things we never get to. And so I would say, unless you want to sit down and talk to somebody formally, that the two of you need to get involved and change whatever it is you're doing. And maybe the first few times you get yourself to a certain point, she helps out, and start to reinvent the wheel, so to speak, and realize that sex is not a goal-oriented type of an activity. It is totally, as you just said to me, it is a letting go. It's getting swept away. It's getting swept away. I find a lot of men make love at times they don't want to, because they feel bad. A little lady comes on to them, they think, hey, I'm supposed to, because I'm a guy, and I'm supposed to be ready to go 24-7, blah, blah, blah. And that men need romancing. Men need to be sweet-talked. Men need to be talked sexy to, etc. And the burden of having to be a performer all the time, regardless of how turned on we are, okay, can backfire on us. So I think this is healthy. Because what you will emerge on the other side of this thing, a much more sexual being and enjoying your sex life, you know, much more. And it may have something to do with the age and how some of these reflexes are not automatic. So I think you really, you reveal that I believe, as we started out the call, this has a lot to do with psychology of sex and relationship stuff, and you'll get there. And just think creatively, go online, and or get the help, you know, of a pro here. They'll fix you up in 2 seconds, all right? Let's see. Brian, this is Dr. Dell. You're on the air, Brian.
Hey, Doctor. Thanks for taking my call. First off, I wanted to thank you for that, the last discussion you had. That actually answered a concern of mine and my wife that we've been having for quite a while in regards to her. But my question is actually, it's about fasting. I have a couple of friends who are self-proclaimed nutritionists, and they say there's a lot of health benefits as far as fasting goes, and they told me to give it a try. They said you can improve your mental clarity, and you know, just it's kind of strange to me, and it sounds like mumbo-jumbo, but I wanted to know if you've heard of any studies on this or whatever. And also, I tried it for a couple of days, and my stomach started hurting really, really bad, more so than I would have expected it to, and I had to quit because of that. Is that just because I'm not used to not eating, or something?
Right. Well, there's a lot to this. Listen, fasting has not been very carefully studied, only because we have too much experience with what fasting really is, which is starvation. We definitely have studied that one. So doing it on purpose, does that mean your body's going to react differently? No. Listen, there is one paper I know of where they found that people who fast for one day and then go back to eating the next day and fast every other day had an easier time controlling caloric intake. But on the day they were fasting, they were miserable. And yet, I understand in terms of self-discipline and all this kind of stuff, and yet it's something you can't keep up. If it's a method to, I mean, cleansing yourself and clarity is all nonsense. Although people with long-term starvation studies, they do go through a period where they lose hunger, and they get a little bit high, and there is a thing to be said for the body, not only dealing with this with just misery, because human beings have starved for many, many periods in human history, and the ability to withstand it, of course, may be helped by your body, which doesn't drive you totally over the wall if you're have no food for a few days, your body figure, this person's starving, I better give him a little mood boost. But your stomach hurting, bad news. What's happening, either it's contractions and stomach pangs, or when you have an empty stomach, the stomach acid still gets secreted and you can burn a hole in your stomach. So while eating less is really a better solution if it's weight loss you're after, if it's, you know, self-denial for the state of some higher principle, well, that's fine. You can get to practice anything you want. You're adults and you get to do what you want with your own body. You have a right to do that in our country. So other than that, I don't really recommend it. You know, this is an old 60s hippie thing when fasting came back in. But as I did say, there was one study finding every other day fasting did help people control their calories, but what, are you going to do that all your life too? And that doesn't sound like a lot of fun. Why not control and eat half as much each day? That seems like a better solution to me. All right, I'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Stay tuned.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screen remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit fixitfast.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free. And it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to fixitfast.servicemagic.com. That's fixitfast.servicemagic.com.
Between the millions of millionaires in this country and you, simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-339-1419. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-339-1419. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-339-1419.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostick for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
A free trial sounded like a no-brainer, so I called. Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I've finally found the answer. I've lost 44 pounds.
Right Size Smoothies contain an appetite manager that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right Size Free and find out. You could be our next testimonial.
For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-644-1381. 1-800-644-1381. 1-800-644-1381.
900-0702.
Back to the program. Let's talk to Becky. How you doing, Becky?
Hi. I love your program. I wanted to ask two questions. One, I just had a baby boy, and I got to thinking about circumcision and wondering if circumcision affects the erect size of the adult male.
Okay.
My husband is uncircumcised, and there is no excess skin when he is erect.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was wondering if that there's been any studies on that.
Sure. And what's the other question?
Also, I was wondering if the antibiotic properties of breast milk are affected when it's frozen. I'm a working mother.
You can freeze breast milk, and it still seems to be just as nutritious. And the antibiotic properties have to do with antibodies or proteins. They handle the freezing pretty well. As far as size, and every man is different. Of course, because of all, if it doesn't completely cover him during arousal, then it will be gathered around that little place behind the tip, and that will make him look thicker when relaxed or semi-erect. For many men, of course, it's larger because you get extra length, as you know, as it covers it and thickens the part around the tip. And maybe that's the pitch I should take. That might get men, because it's often fathers who push the mothers into circumcising their newborn baby boys, as horrible as it is. Okay, that is the program. Please join us for the next one. Until then, as always, be well.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
Are you concerned about the products and services you buy? Check out the Diamond Certified Directory, a free feature on KGORadio.com, where you can find Bay Area companies rated highest in quality. Only those companies highly rated in ongoing customer satisfaction, research, credentials, and business practices earn the prestigious Diamond Certified Award, giving you confidence in the products and services you buy. To know which products and services are rated high...
Are you having trouble paying your credit card bills? You didn't expect to get so deep in debt, but now...
You need a way out, a way to relieve the anxiety, a way to avoid disaster. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA at 1-877-560-8877. Debt Settlement USA has a proven debt reduction program that can cut the amount you owe and get you out of debt faster than you could on your own. They've saved millions of dollars for their clients, and they can help you get back in control again, too. If your resolution is to get out of debt, call Debt Settlement.